Nisavim is a parasha of Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the understanding is that it's a second Bris. The first Bris was the Bris that happened in Parashat Mishpatim. In a small parasha, in Parashat Mishpatim, at the end of Mishpatim, it says that it's talking about Matan Torah. Vayavo Moshe Sapalom is called Divrei Hashem. They said Nasa. He then brought Karbanis. The Chayri Yisrael brought Karbanis. And Moshe took Chatzi Adam Vyasim Bargonis, Chatzi Adam Zarek HaMizbeach. So he took half the blood and poured on Mizbeach. Then it was Vayikach Sefer Abris, Vayikra Bosnei Om, Vayomer Kol HaShadiv Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. And then you have the Klal Yisrael answering. And please, and then we have the Klal Yisrael answering and him and being mazed dam on Klal Yisrael, saying that this is the bris ashakos asher imochem called dvorim elu. Vayikach Moshe Adam v'Yizrak al ha'am, vayomer hinei dam bris ashakos asher imochem called dvorim elu. So it's a ma'aseh krisus bris. And we learn from it the Sidrei Geirus, that there's Bris Milah, there's Tevilah, and there's Azoas Hadam. The Shaila here is, what's the point of a second Bris? So the Pashto Pshat is that Klal Yisrael was already, they did the Chet, they did Avera, the first Bris was broken, and now they went ahead and did the second Bris. So the question really is, what changes? True that if you break, you know, the first bris is broken, the second bris, but it doesn't make sense that if the first bris doesn't, if it didn't work the first time, why work the second time? It's like if somebody has a bad marriage, gets divorced, and then he's master grushosoi, we ask ourselves, what's going to be the second time round different than the first time round? If the first time didn't work, unless there's some sort of change, we want the second time, mechateise. First time didn't work, the second time's not going to work. Obviously, there has to be some sort of change in the bris. And it's very hard also to understand the bris is supposed to be a very, very firm commitment. A bris is supposed to be something where two become like one, and so on and so forth. So what changes in the second bris over the first bris? If you can be over on a bris is a bris. It's not whether the ceremony is you do it this way, that way, the other way. The mahus of a bris is supposed to be that two things become one inyan, and there's a chibur and a tziruf, and that's that. But mechetes, if you can break a bris, then there's no bris. That's really very, very hard to understand. So we want to point out some inyanim, first some chitzonistic inyanim that distinguish the first one from the second one. The first bris is a bris that it says was only with Ziknei Yisrael. The Aven Ezra says over here that the Hazoas Dam, I'm not sure whether it's because they were allowed up on the Har, or he says the Be'ozdei Om and everything over there was talking about the Skenim, and then they were representatives of Klal Yisrael. So in the first bris, it was a bris with the Ziknei Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael b'Torah Ziknei Yisrael. In other words, of Ziknei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, they're the ones. The second, the last bris was Dafka, Mechayte Veitzecha Shev Meimecha. It was every single element of Klal Yisrael, and the pasuk is Madgish that it's Mechayte Veitzecha Shev Meimecha, which is a Kielu. It not only the skenim, but the lowest part, tapchem, the sheichem, gercha, choyt v'tzech shoev mimecha. So one nafkemina is this difference between whether we're talking to the high part of Klal Yisrael or the low part of Klal Yisrael, or even the low part of Klal Yisrael. That's one difference. In the first bris, there's not the zecher of the future dairus. Over here it says mefurish, that was a krisus bris dafka with, it included not only the choyte veitzecha shoyim emecha, it included every single one that's going to be. Rishonim say it's al derech, that Daikeda speaks about it, that's al derech, whatever is in the anaf has to be in the sheirish, and that's why it has to be like that over here. Al kaponim, it's interesting, this bris is a bris that nimshach atzeif kol adoris, and the first bris is a bris that was b'shaitoi. The first bris is a bris of dam that they took. I mean, every bris includes a sort of mutual action. So the first one was they took the agonis of dam. They were mazeh part of it on mizbeach and part of it on the people. So that was sort of the bris. The bris was through the dam. Over here it says la'avricha b'vris Hashem alekecha. So the Rishonim say that Rashi says over here, derech havara, kacha yekorsa brises oisin, mechitza mikan, mechitza mikan, ve'oivrim bein tayim, moishanema ha'egel ashekorsa lishnayim, vayava bein psarav. So even though it wasn't physically like that, but there was a pe'ulov called havaras bris. Over there was a hazoas dam bris, and here there was Avoras Dam Bris. Over there, the bris was with the damim. Over here, the bris was with the basar, like Vayivaser, Vaser with a tough, where you cut it in half, the animals, and you pass through it. So there's an element of the bris bein apsarim. So there's a bris of mila, which is a bris of dam. So even Avraham Avinu, there's by bris you have hatofas dam bris. So there's inyav domim in the bris mila. There's an inyav chituch basa chituch arla. And there's bris ben apsarim, which was pieces. So even though it's not clear here, it didn't happen like that in the parsha. They didn't have korbanis, they didn't have behemis, but it was a get of la'avricha similar to that. And it seems as if that is a different nekuda. The difference between this is bris of domim and this is bris of psarim. And it's hard to understand what it is what is the difference between, the pulos. I mean, one is a pool of dam, one is a pool of besarim. What's the difference between the two pulos over here? Something that, obviously, the tsura and the maisa bris is a reflection on the difference. Another inyan that you find changes over here is the inyan of arvis, that the inyan of Arvis starts with this bris over here by Narvis Moyev. This is where Klai Yisrael become a Rav Zelazer, and that's the Mehusapash Nitzavim that Benishchem Isha Isha and so on. We became a Ravim and so on. And it's very hard to understand what it is that the difference is between, if Klai Yisrael is meant to be responsible for each other, why didn't happen at Matan Torah? Someone asked me that you find that they were punished, and people were punished for the eagle. Everybody was punished, even though they, only a few participated. But because all of Klai Yisrael lost the Edyom, and all Klai Yisrael was Nenash, it doesn't seem to be strictly over here, but Eich Shelo Yeh Mitzad Halacha, the musig that you could be mighty somebody else. And it's very interesting. The musig of Arvis that happened over here, the Tanchuma says, we always think of it in terms of the bad, that anytime somebody does an Avera, other people get punished because of him. The Tanchuma says over here that if a tzaddik does a mitzvah, it's making on the door. It not only on the door, it says making on the whole world. It's very interesting it's a bris on the Klai Yisrael. But al kapanim, the musig of Arvis is an old chumim. Just like an Arav can pay up a loan, if the Arav pays up the loan, the leiv is off the hook. When the person pays when the tzaddik does a toiv and a mitzvah, the Klal Yisrael benefits from it, and vice versa. So it's very interesting because if you project it outwards, it shouldn't make a difference anymore. If all the averis, all the mitzvahs that everybody does, works for everybody, then once again, it's equal. But b'chol ofen, the musig that a pa'ula of one person can work for the other person became instituted over here, and it's a halacha. It's not just al derech ha'musa, but you can be mitzi somebody else with brachas and things like that because of arvis and so on. The so I need a little bit to think into the two brisim over here and so on. The Arjave, the Ber Moshe, says a very, very interesting remiss. He says, what's the chayte v'itzecha shev mimecha? L'chura, normally when you say, let's take another place where the Torah says something like that. By Pari, so it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hikra kol b'chor, both Pari's b'chor, to the lowliest shivcha. When you say from this to this, from A to B, and I mean to include everything, so I'll say the highest to the lowest. I'll say from the melech, from the b'chor Pari, to the shivcha that's the lowliest worker. That makes sense. Chayte v'itzecha shev mimecha don't seem to be terribly opposite people. They don't seem to be, I mean, they're both the lowest workers. These are the Yevonim, these are whoever they were. They're the lowest part of Klal Yisrael. So what's me chayte v'itzecha shev mimecha? So he says a remez that chayte v'itzecha is Avram Avinu. It says Vayivaka Satze Oila, that Avram Avinu was the chayt of Eitzim of Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu was the one who chopped the wood for the Akedah. That, in a certain sense, that's one. To the Shayev Mimecha Zal Yoah Novi, who was Shayev the Mayim, to pour out on the Mizbeach for the Baal. So chayt of Eitzecha Shayev Mimecha is from Avram Tel Yo. Fine. Good. What does it mean from Avram Tel Yo? What's the, I mean, they're both, so instead of taking the lowest parts of Klal Yisrael, the highest parts of Klal Yisrael, Avram is the high points of Klal Yisrael. So obviously the remez is, Avram Avinu at the Maase Akedah is the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and Eliyahu HaNavi is the Seif Pasuk of Klal Yisrael. Hina Necha Shalecha Emsal Eliyahu HaNavi, the Lifnei Boyim Hashem Agol Vaneira, Eliyahu HaNavi is the Seif Kol HaDeiros, Veishiv Levavos Albanim Leibanim Al Avoisam. The Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who is the Mevasas Agula. He's the Seif Pasuk of Klal Yisrael. So the word Ad is not from the lowest to the highest. It's from the beginning till the end, from the Reishis till the Seif till the Achris. That's really the Teichin of that remez. I want to try to explain it in tzad mitzad the teichin that's nagia to us. The chibur of two inyanim. When I want to be mechaber two things, there are two places that's moili the chibur. There is the rachis of something. I have a brother. What ties me to my brother? Our sheirish. Our sheirish ties us and makes us one. That is the achdus. That's that's a bris with someone else. Mitzad the sheirish. Mitzad the sheirish. So the one makom that I can be mischaber to something is mitzad the sheirish. There's another place where I can be mischaber to someone, is mitzad the seif pasuk. For instance, let's say, so I have a brother, and a brother, my chibur to the brother is mitzad our sheirish, where we came from a common father, mother, from a common home, from a common background, upbringing, whatever it is, that's our chibur. Person has childhood friends. The chibur is because in our very formative tkuf in life, in our sheirish tkuf of life, we were one, we were together. There's another chibur. I want to start a business. I want to run a business. I want to make a profit. I need a partner to help me to provide things that I can't provide. I meet up somebody and I say, okay, let's shake hands. We're in it to do this business, that business, the other business, and that's mechavras. What keeps us together? What keeps us together is the seif pasuk. The seif pasuk of we're headed to the same direction. We both want to make money, and that's so. Even though we came from two different parts of the world, we're headed towards a certain goal. So the chibur of two inyanim shainim can be mitzad sheirish and mitzad achris, mitzad reishis and mitzad soif. Those are the chiburim. Avram Avinu is the sheirish of Klal Yisrael. And in the chibur, the all of Klal Yisrael's bnei Avram, the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that defines Klal Yisrael. So when I look and say what keeps us together, the chisaron of that is it's a very powerful sheirish. It tells us that. We are mitzad, our very etzem mitzias, we are one, but time pulls it apart. In other words, a person is born with a brother, that he can never lose, but time takes this one and this road, this one and this road, and they don't have to have much with each other. As the deiros go on, the next generation is much further, and the generation after is much further, and so on and so forth. That is mitzad, the sheirish of the relationship mitzad the achris, mitzad the soif. As time goes on, it ought to become stronger. In other words, time is a reason. If we're building up the business and it's working well together, we actually are going forward and getting and becoming closer. As the business works out well, usually the partners work better together. But there is no nekuda of the inevitable. I can split. With a brother, a person can't divorce his brother. It's a metzias. A child can't divorce his parents. It's a metzias. But mitzad the but in a relationship that's built mitzad the safe pasik, it's possible to drop off in the middle. It's not bal karchach. It's not who I am be'etzim. For 25 years we weren't partner, so we won't be partners. Those are the milas and chesroinus of a bris of reishis and a bris of achris. The bris with Klal Yisrael, and in each yochid we'll speak about it soon. The bris of Klal Yisrael had to take place at both of these poles, in the reishis of Klal Yisrael and the achis of Klal Yisrael. The bris of Torah, the bris at Sinai, was a bris that the sefer bris of there was mitzad the sheirish. Dam is the sheirish of a person. Kadam hu anefesh. So we say that a balchai, you can eat the chitzenis of a balchai, you can eat the guf of a balchai, but the dam is anefesh. The dam is the sheirish of it, of the chiyus, and that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sheirish in the animal that doesn't belong to you, and that's the dam. So the dam is the tamtzis achius, it's the koyach, it's ke'ilu, the sheirish of something. The zkenim to Klal Yisrael is also like that. The zkenim are the essence, it's the chshivas of Klal Yisrael, it's the sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and that's what that bris was. So the bris of Torah, the bris that was at the Matan Torah over there, in Mishpatim, is a bris mitzad the sheirish of Klal Yisrael. That is the first bris. It's a very powerful bris. It's a bris that that is very strong, but it, as time goes on, it weakens. It's something the bris of the Dor Deya, the Dor Midbar, was a Dor that was ki'ilu kol kuloi, the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, with no guf shabai. It was all of Klal Yisrael was Shevet Levi. Everybody ate man. Nobody had nachla. Nobody had Yerusha. Everybody sat and learned, and was camped around the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael was in its formative, the Darboim Shana of the Midbar was Ki'ilu Darboim Yomim of a Vlad. It's Darboim Yomim Yitzira of the Vlad. That was those Darboim Shana. And Bemeila, when you kairis a bris with that door, and with that maimed, the krisus bris is mitzad sheirish. The teva of that bris is that it allows for nisparda chavila. So even though be'etzem, I can't stop being a brother, but I can show no manifestation of brotherhood. If time goes on and we're misrachik and there's a pure alavavus chasholom, then it doesn't. I don't have to show anything, because it time means 40 years ago we had a kesha, 80 years ago we had a kesha. The time works against it, and certainly the next door is yanik mashas. Fine, now we're first cousins, now we're second cousins, now we're ninth cousins. It doesn't mean anything anymore. So that bris is a bris of haschala. It's a bris of reishis. It's not a bris of hemshech. And the bris itself weakens with the hemshech, in the way it actualizes itself. Klal Yisrael has a second bris. So one bris that Klal Yisrael has is the bris of Avram, that we're bnei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, that we come from the sheirish of Mesiras Nefesh. From the moment of the Akedah, that's where everybody originates from. That's one side of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a second pole, a second piece of that Klal Yisrael, and that's our destiny, where we're headed to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach that there's going to be a case where it'll all come together. We came from the same. Imagine Moshe Ma'adav Adoyma. Imagine a group of people started out from the North Pole, and each one went in a different direction. So at the moment at the North Pole, they are one in one place, they're all standing in one circle, holding hands. As each one starts walking on his line, on his longitude line, they become nisrachik, nisrachik, nisrachik. And when they start heading towards the South Pole, they are miskarev. So there's a pole mitzad dereshis and tzot achis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria of Klal Yisrael is not a gift for the reshis. Avraham Avinu was such a big person, I was mevorach him and his zera forever. There's a noitz chesed elof dor. There's a gvul. There's a gvul elof dor v'cholayfin. The netziras chesed. But there's another chelik. Klal Yisrael is headed towards a tachlis, and that tachlis requires Klal Yisrael in its entirety to get there. The tachlis is all the protim and pirtei protim come out of it. The tachlis includes every single person that's going to be Klal Yisrael. Eventually, it's going to be that he's going to be a piece in that puzzle, and the pieces will need to be together for that tachlis of Achris Hayomim. So Klal Yisrael is headed towards something, and it's headed towards an Achris Hayomim, and in that goal, Klal Yisrael is also one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one with between themselves. It says there are three Yisbeininusen that make a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Amenei Cheshman person. One is Lifnei Miyatas Adlitin Dimecheshman. That we understand. It's a deterrent. We're going to have to account for everything, and so on and so forth. But there's a me'ayin basa ula ana tahoylich. There's where do we come from and where are we going? We come from a nekuda and we're going to end up in that nekuda. The me'ayin basa ula ana tahoylich are those two poles of sheirish and achris. And in both places a person's mekusha takarish baruch hu. So on the one hand, Be'etzem, there's no possibility otherwise. And in the second hand, as time goes on, if a person says, well, I'm a niver from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's mechayev a lot. But as time goes on, I mean, there has to be some weakening of that. Yes, it's still my parents, even though I'm 100 years old, but it's still my parents. But it's weaker because the Sheirish itself, to me, is 100 years down the pike. But if this is the safe pasik, this is where I'm headed to, then as I reach that midpoint where I am the furthest, where I'm far from the beginning, the place that I'm most spread out, I begin to head towards the safe pasik, which is again bringing us back to the same close spot. The next door, so there were two dairis. There was a dair of Klal Yisrael that came, that was the dair Deya, the dair Midba. That's similar to the dam that we're talking about. This was the root of Klal Yisrael. This was the high point of Klal Yisrael, and the bris was with the skenim. This is the sheirish. Just like the tipa zeres, it's one tipa and that's a sheirish. The bris on Arvis Mayav is where that door is over with, and it is now coming to Eretz Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael is going to start becoming a guf. They're going to be Isaac in the Yanim guf, and so on. We always say over the famous Vasemis. So Semis says by the Miraglim, why didn't they want to come into Eretz Yisrael? So the Zayakadosh says, Hocha nan reisha, hosom lava nan reisha, which literally means here in the Midbar, with the heads, with the big people, in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be not going to be the heads. So the Svasemis says a mitzvah lefasim. I think he says on at Pshat Chasashon, it wasn't in Yegaiva. He said that in the Midbar they were kulei pchinas roish. They just sat and learned. They were kulei ruchnis. In Eretz Yisrael they become farmers. In the Midbar they were in Kailul, and at Yisrael they were farmers, creative. So they didn't want that. So it was coming from a ruchnistic drive, and the reason why they were wrong was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not like that. And it was there was a Tzivah Hashem, and this was the Dvar Hashem, and this is the Ratzon Hashem. But Al Kopanim, it's a whole new phase in Klal Yisrael. This is the fleshing out of Klal Yisrael. In other words, what on a national level would be Chaytev Eitzim, Sheyev Mayim, on a personal level, it was the guf. So we have the dam to the guf versus as Dor Deya is to Dor of Eretz Yisrael, to Dor of Nisarets. And at that point, at the cusp of going into Eretz Yisrael, that's where they needed to have a Kritzes Bris on this new Metzias of theirs. And what would keep them, what keeps a person there is that it has a tachlis. The meaning of the dvarim that are gashim is in the tachlis shabbat. And we'll speak about it in a minute. Al kopanim, arvus also works like that. The arvus becomes the fact that I'm responsible for a person. There's a certain amount of responsibility I have for a brother mitzad the sheirish. But that responsibility, again, the sense of that responsibility tends to loosen. It's not a firm responsibility, and certainly over the dairis. My brother I'm responsible for. My first cousin, somewhat, I have some achrais. My eighth cousin, I have no achrais. I mean, it's a gold achrais, so it's 94, it's some cousin of some sorts. It's not in the seif. But if I need, the arvus here is not because we once had a relationship, but because we're not going to make it if we're not going to be together. If the Achris Hayomim, it says that Mashiach is going to come. So there's a certain oitz of neshama is called guf, as he says, and Mashiach doesn't come till every neshama doesn't find its place. The puzzle is going to be completed with every single neshama. So the partnership, if somebody comes to me and he says, you know, I did you so many favors in the past, I need a job now, could I have a job in your firm? And, you know, it's a taina, and I have some good feelings, and I will try to do it. Do I feel pressed? Do I feel terribly, terrible achreach? No. But let's say I need an accountant. I don't have an accountant, and I can't run the business. So then I grab an accountant. I do it with desperation, because I need it. It's not a favor for what was. It's a chetimtzum of what will be. When Arvus is built on what was, it doesn't have the staying power. When the Arvus is mitzad what will be, then it must be, and it's intense. If someone tells me have rachmanis on this person, you know he's going on a bad way. You knew his father, you knew his grandfather. He's a ben Avraham Yaakov. Those are all things that Avada, you know, we're nesara to it, and we respond to it, and so on and so forth. But it's not. But if the person tells me, you know, if this person is not going to make it, you're not going to make it either. This person is a mashpi on your child. This person, whatever it is, you need to have him in place for you to be there. Then I have to do it. There's not going to be an issue about it, because the achrayus in the chiv is going to come. That's the difference between two types of bris, between dam and the krisas psarim. In other words, when you cut the flesh, one deals with the dam, which is sheirish. One deals with the basar, which is toitzah, which is the result of it, and so on and so forth. And those are the two krisas bris. There was a krisas bris mitzat matan Torah, and the krisas bris mitzat knisel aretz. Matan Torah is the dam atamsas of Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah is the sheirish of Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the basar of Klal Yisrael. It's the realization of Torah in its physical, concrete form. I want to bring it down a little bit, not only mitzad achrayis to other people, mitzad dozion, but mitzad a person's own keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about the bris of Klal Yisrael as a klal, and the bris of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed both nekudas. The bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the bris of people between themselves, the arvus that's bred from it, those are all real nekudas that come out of it. But also mitzad the person's own avoda. There are two hizboininusen that a person has for avodas Hashem. It's one of the problems. We're at a moment in time that's called Achris Shana. There's Reishis Hashana, and there's Achris Shana. The coming Reishis Hashana overwhelms the sense of Achris Shana. But the Shlemus of Kesha to Ruchnius demands both of them. The Me'ayin Basa is one is Beininus. That's mechayev a person ruchnius. Alekai neshamash nasata b'tahoirahi. That's the starting point of a person. A person is vayipach ba'apov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person life. That's a sheirish. And whatever he'll do, he'll never be able to extricate it from himself. They'll never be able to make himself not that. Tahoirahi, it says, is a shaila, whether you say he or not, that the sham itself, it's nekuda atzmi stays tahoirah. It's a ruach, it's nishmas apov kaviyochel, and that doesn't get sullied, and that stays tar. So that's the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the sheirish of a person. But there's another bris, and that's ve'ata osid litla mimeni. There's a tachlis. In other words, had we just had this bainus, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your creator, and you everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. It's something that can't be be'etzem. You can never get rid of it, but time covers it up. Yes, that was 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 120 years ago. By its nature, time ought to cover it up. Hakaras HaTov does wane with time. There's a Neitzach Chesed, it has a gvul, that's it. But a person And a person can recognize, one hisbainus of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I have within myself a chelik that's ruchnius, a chelik that wants only toiv, a chelik that's not satisfied with the things around, and so on. But there's a second chelik in a person, and that is, where is the person headed to? Where will I find a tachlis in myself? There is no tachlis in other things. And whether I like it or not, the only time a person will feel that there's a tachlis, that there's an achris to what he's doing, is in Vatas Adlita Mimen. There's a hisbainus and achris shana that a person should also be misbainin on the things that he did that were good and led to some sort of tachlis. A person worked well at learning, and a year later, he realized something. He accomplished something. The person had, his iris, the person had less Rosh Hashanah, led him to some things that were good, and over a year, he's gotten to this point. That, in a sense, is, in terms of longevity, in terms of long-lasting durability, that is more powerful than the first. All of this bainness of the Rosh Hashanah is that, you know, the Hisairis, Mitzad, it's Yom itself, that is strong, but it wanes. It as the square of the time that you're moving away from increases, that's how much the Hisairis decreases. But when a person is headed towards a tachlis, instead of a person focusing on what's wrong, a person should focus on what he would like to be. And obviously, it has to be the real tachlis that the person has in himself. That if a person takes the me'ayin basa and the la'anat ha'olech together, that becomes something, that's a krisus bris that's permanent. If a person is mitzad both his she'ifa, which is the dam, which is the she'irish of the person, and mitzad the asiyah, which is the basar, the bris bein apsarim, it's the Eretz Yisrael, it's the avos mayav of the person. Both of those together produce a certain a bond. When you nail in something with one nail, even if the nail is very very firm and very tight, it's hard to get something to stay really stable. If you nail it in with two nails on two opposite poles, that usually stays very very strong, because kilu each one is not allowing it to pull in another direction. The shleimus of a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is both the achris shana and the reishis hashana. Both of them together are the bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The in the eventual geula, the way it's described in the pasuk is hina anechi shalechem esal yo anavi. Klal Yisrael has two poles that stand. There's the Ovis and there's the Bunim. If a person starts with a tremendous shorish, but there's nothing to reinforce it mitzad the Bunim, that peters out. If a person starts with a bris of Bunim, but doesn't have a real makor mitzad avis, then it doesn't have that immutability. You can always break up with a partner. It's a davar nifla admoid. A ger in Klal Yisrael is considered a davar chashev admoid. He's a person who's makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. But why does he need an av? Avram Avinu is the av legerim. Because a shleimus of a bris is not, I came to this awareness, but I came to this awareness and I found the sheirish in myself. There was an akudin avram in me that I didn't realize till now. But now that I realize it, lemafreya, he's an av of mine. The reason why you need it is because then it's, if it's nailed in only on one side, it's not permanent, so it shakes on the other side. The shleimus of the bris, the yoyim ha'gadol v'anoyer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, is going to have the kias etzim, the sheirish is going to be the kias etzim of, on the har of Avraham Avinu. That's the sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and the psura of Eliyahu Hanavi of the Hashavas Banim on the other side. The Klal Yisrael, when you come round, and we finish at the other pole, we're going to be together Sai Mitzad, the sheirish, and Sai Mitzad, the tachlis. And the same thing when a person reinforces in his own nefesh, both in Yanim, a person reinforces himself in the Shamash and the Satabi, that whether he likes it or not, he will not, things that are Shtusim and Avolim will not satisfy him because he has a Sheirish of the Shamash and the Satabi. And they will not take him to any place because the Seif Pasuk of Adam, when a person has both those chibur himself, it becomes a double bris that never falls apart. Yeah.